Hi, everybody. Welcome to Road to War, episode 41. I'm Nick.
It's 40, you son of a bitch.
No, 40 is the one we recorded
that's right.
I haven't released yet.
I would know that if you'd actually put
it up
for posting.
All right, so I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Chunky.
All right, Chunky, who the fuck are you and why should we care?
I'm Chunky. That's all you need to know.
Is he famous enough to just introduce himself?
He actually is. He's like the most famous Australian.
I actually had people in Australia recognize me from the sound of my voice.
Well, that's because all you fuckers sound the same.
This was in Australia.
Yeah,
everyone already sounds the same, so they somehow distinguish me.
How do you tell each other apart?
They're not blind, Nick. They can see each other.
How do you tell each other apart by voice?
I don't know. It's magical.
I don't know. I wasn't doing it.
Okay. All right. So I hear you killed Will with a workout dildo.
Yes, the workout dildo. It's large, black, and about 9 inches long. Really about 2.5 inches wide. Very useful implement.
Okay.
And I killed Will because he's a filthy cheater.
I did hear that he's a filthy cheater on the internet.
That is the consensus.
That is the drinking game for today.
So I definitely want to, what, every time Will cheats, you drink?
Every time we say filthy cheater on the podcast.
I will say I really wanted to, this is going to be a very off the rails episode. There may be some more machine content, there may not, just a disclaimer up front, we'll probably swear a lot, we are all drinking.
I feel like this is more of a bonus episode than really.
Will's back from the dead apparently now, you son of a bitch.
For anybody who cares.
I think it's a bonus episode.
Sure, but we're still gonna number it, cause.
Oh, it's gonna be a bonus.
Yeah. Our center today will be played by, Mr. Chili's roommate, Mason Brune. Let's test him out. Fuck, shit, cock, damn, hell.
See?
That was awful, Mason. You're the worst.
You can pull up a chair and pay attention.
You're the worst, Mason.
Alright, he's going upstairs.
Oh, Mason, you're supposed to remind me to download Battlefield 4, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Mike, it's too late.
Now it's
he's
too
wearing
late.
An Akadaka t-shirt, so he's an honorary Australian for today. Akadaka. ACDC.
Except it was a DCAC shirt.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was.
Shows you how much I paid attention.
That's right, you're jet lagged.
What the fuck was that?
I actually went straight through jet lag. It was sweet.
It was pretty amazing. You lasted like 33 hours.
35.
The cat's tagging my hair.
She really?
Alright, so I think
it's abortions.
Today, we're going to try to talk a little bit about Kador.
Kador. Yes.
Hador.
Hador. Nick, look at this cat dressed up as a banana split. Sorry.
And that is indeed as you described it.
Are you fucking low-catting on the podcast?
It's a cat.
Jesus Christ.
This is what I have to deal with. I talk, they look at lolcats the entire time. This is how this podcast
works. It's just a random blog, but this cat's dressed up as a banana split.
And you guys wonder why it's more interesting than Billy per year.
Is that chick above?
Because you guys are busy looking at
who?
The ones there.
Oh, no, these are weird Halloween costumes.
Yeah, that is a fucking weird Halloween costume.
All right, so War Machine. So, Will, you have a deep, dark secret that you're going to reveal now.
Yeah, it's about the workout dildo.
No, you son of a bitch.
No.
By the way, that's a real thing.
Will decided to stop being so weak, so he bought a bench so he could start lifting, and it did come with this thing that...
It's a dildo. I mean, like, straight up.
I like how Will is giving his shit about how awful the podcast is because of it, and I try to bring it back. And start some War Machine conversation and we'll immediately derails again.
Oh, of course.
I don't think you understand the largeness of the dildo demographic.
I mean, it's like bigger than the microphones we use.
It's probably what, about 60% of the population? Probably a little more than 60%.
See, I'm gonna go with women.
Women, and then 10%.
And then I'm gonna say something extraordinarily offensive, so I'm just gonna stop.
Okay.
Alright, so anyways, on the Kador. What is your actual secret that has to do with War Machine, Will? Other than you being a cheater, you son of a bitch.
Every drink.
Continue.
This could get sloppy.
You have to drive home too, Will. Remember that.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Don't be like Billy.
Much love your play.
Bam! Filthy cheater.
God, Nick. You drink your drink so fast.
I know, right? Just gotta relax the throat, Will.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening?
So, I'm gonna play Kador at the Invitational.
Bam!
By the time you hear this, it will be too late for any of you to metagame against this. But go ahead and say why you're playing Kador, because it is a pretty big surprise.
The meta that's going to be there. With the meta almost exclusively including Circle, Krix, Signar, Minoth, Legion. And there's very few Legion, and there's very few Krix, and it's mostly, Circle, Minoth, and Signar.
The Legion might actually be a problem.
I haven't had too many issues with it, actually. The Vlad list has been doing very well.
I've been getting killed a lot by the...
Sure. I think you just have to be really careful with it.
It also depends on this Legion list that they drop against you.
Correct. Well, so I'm planning to play Butcher 3 against Legion, is my current plan, because Silence of Death is really good against their beasts, and I'm running two units of Black Dragon IFP with the Butcher.
Excuse me, burp coming up.
There we go. I'm running two units of Black Dragon's IFP, because...
So we're now the Team ATM podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Do they burp a lot?
Yeah, Walter does all the time. He's like...
Will hates Walter, but let's continue.
Walter also hates Will.
No, he doesn't. Walter's a
maybe
cool dude.
Maybe Walter's Australian.
He might be down inside. Walter's Australian. He's like, that son of a bitch. Anyway.
Yeah, so Black Dragons.
Yes.
Well, they do now, yeah. You've obviously been off the forums for a couple days.
Oh, that's right. So I definitely want to make a troll account on the mom forums.
Nope, we're not talking about this.
Named Daring Vagina.
Don't do it.
And get in there.
And to be fair, it needs to be a shy vagina. So like recluse vagina or distant vagina. But anyways.
It's so stupid, I can't believe it, but continue.
Bashful vagina.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
You could probably do it on the Wargamer AU forums instead.
Yeah, and it would be...
They all have to go to a dirty, dirty foreign forum.
Yeah. It's good, we get free chlamydia.
Yeah, all the koalas have it. They'll give it to you by falling out of a tree and raping you in the face.
God bears get you spectacular.
Now if I got a free shrimp on the Barbie, then I'm down.
We don't have shrimp.
That's... I've been lied to then.
They have prawns.
I think prawns are shrimp.
They're big
in
shrimp.
Australia.
Are all the prawns in South America or South Africa? I saw a movie about it.
No, we have
what lots. The hell movie are you talking about?
District 9.
That movie was shit.
What the fuck are you
it
talking
was
about?
Not,
that movie was great.
It
was not
fucking
bad.
Terrible.
It was really good.
No.
I think you're
terrible.
Wrong.
That
Will.
Movie was really good, Will.
I really have to fart.
Maybe not really good, but it was not bad.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Yes.
Bodily functions for everybody.
Fantastic. But yeah. So Black Dragon IFP with Precision Strike and Silence of Death. Awesome. Playing two units with him. Chunky, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
And why is Chunky
wrong? Since we're on the podcast now, I have to call you out.
I never said it wasn't good. I just said I'm waiting till they're plastic and I can actually transport them overseas.
Well, that's fine.
On a plane.
All right. I feel like that's a completely legitimate argument for not having them with your butcher. But yeah, so Black Dragon IFP are in there. I'm currently trying out Alexia 2 on Chunky's suggestion, and it's been working out
and
pretty
Madeline.
Well.
And Madeline.
I don't know, I had Madeline in there and then I cut it, because it didn't seem to work against players that were competent, and I think I was just playing it wrong, and it's working out now. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Also, Mason thinks it's bullshit.
I don't think that was bullshit. Directed at us, but...
I think Mason's being killed in Battlefield 4 right now.
Yes.
But
so Butcher 3 is one of the lists that I'm running with a bunch of Iron Fang Pikemen. The list has been tested incredibly well. I've played 15 games.
You lost one.
And I lost one. No, I didn't lose to you. Fuck you.
You lost.
I lost one to Mike per year. And
Will cheated.
I beat Nick Sainz.
Kind of won the game.
What? Just because your dice was like ultra cocked on a corner doesn't mean that I cheated.
I think it was pretty obvious right. What that die was. I feel like if that was your die, that you would
no,
have that.
No, it was on a corner, Nick.
I disagree.
Casino rules state that if on a corner, you reroll the dice.
That was definitely on the corner. Like, it wasn't just cocky.
Chunky rules state, I agree with Nick.
Because I'm a dirty cheater?
Filthy cheater.
Fantastic. I have history on my side, Will.
History? What kind of history?
The history that you're a dirty cheater.
And Australia is a nation of convicts.
Cheater. So
no,
for
no,
them to accuse
Will,
you of being a cheater is a big deal.
Will, this was after you were a dirty cheater, but before the world knew you were
by
a
the
dirty
world,
cheater.
You mean three people in Australia. Because as Mike and I discussed earlier, there are actually only seven people in Australia.
The rest have been eaten by drop bears.
Here, and everyone else has been eaten by dingoes.
Or drop bears.
Or drop bears.
Are drop bears a real thing?
No, they're
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
They do have chlamydia, though, not syphilis, unlike Nigel thinks.
I'm going to Google drop bear.
Don't Google drop bear, Nick.
Yes, and
drop bears,
sure.
Much like great bears, come from downtown and then destroy you.
This is true.
All right, so continue about Kador.
So my second list is P-Vlad, with a unit of assault commandos, some flamethrowers, rifle corps, behemoth brigand, very close to Jason Flanzer's list that he played at TumbleCon 2 years ago. I really like it against Kricks. It's really, really good. And it's been testing very well against both Circle and Legion.
So what exactly is in it? Because in case people didn't play Flanzer.
He actually just
said it. I just said it. It's a good thing you're watching Lolcats, Mike.
I'm not
you should put down
Lolcats.
Your iPad.
I'm gonna take
no,
iPad.
You stay away from iPad.
Someone grab his arm.
No, you grab my arm, I'll punch you in the right
Mike
in the
just
mouth.
Got a tattoo today.
I just got my tattoo finished on my right arm. But anyways. No. So, you're bringing this to the Invitational.
Yes.
And, let's see. Yeah, Butcher 3.
And it's either going to be glorious or awful. We'll figure that out.
Or an utter fuck up.
So, yeah. The great thing is, if you do win this, then it will blow Jamie P's mind.
That's true.
No, what you need to do is win the Invitational, immediately quit Cador.
Yeah, oh, that's certainly the plan, actually. Win or loss, I will not be playing Cador. At all.
Alright, so here's the real question. After the Cador forums find out that Will is doing this, will it be a positive reaction or a negative reaction?
I'm sure it will be a negative reaction because everybody knows what happened on the Ret forums.
Well, but you were right there.
Well, correct. Which, by the way, it's almost the 1 year anniversary, which means I get to go back and yell at them about being right.
I like the way that, like,
why is this? That you have to wait 1 year to do that?
I don't know, it just seems
isn't that just kind of your MO?
Yeah. Yelling about people about being right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, you're such a douche, and you wonder why everyone hates you.
Nobody actually hates me, Mike.
Oh,
okay, some people hate me.
Yes. One person, at least.
No, at least one person.
Yeah.
I mean, probably I would wager probably more than one. But it's
well, two.
Well, there's like 22 million in Australia.
Chunky, there are 7 people in Australia, and you're here, which means there's only 6 left.
To be fair, I count for 2.
Ah, fair and a half.
Now, is the 7 before or after Colin left?
Colin left. He's here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's actually not an Australian anymore.
Correct.
No, we disowned him.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless he wins War Machine Weekend, and then we'll claim him back.
Yeah.
No, he's Houston.
And it doesn't matter.
And then
we claim successful people. This is how it works.
And you shun never mind.
This is right.
Alright, anyways.
So, I think Cador is really good in the Invitational meta, but I think it's actually kind of bad in the regular meta, which is why I'm doing this for the Invitational and not normally.
What makes it bad in the regular meta?
I think it has problems with a lot of, like, random jank lists that can just really deal with what they do. So you see a lot of, not to sound like a total douche, but, like, a lot of trolls lists can give Cador some problems.
Even with Silence of Death with the book.
I mean, Butcher 3 is good against it.
I find Sorcha 1 surprisingly good against trolls. Because they're very easy to hit with Freezing Grip, and once they're stationary, they can't get past, and they're fucked.
That's fair. But, I mean... Personally, I haven't actually even looked at Sorcha 1 because it doesn't fit into the meta of the Invitational.
You really
which
think
is entirely
trolls
what I'm working on.
Just the addition of Silence of Death
does.
Just seems so good.
It's pretty solid against both Crix and Circle.
Sure, but Vlad already fills that role, and I think Vlad is better against Crix, personally.
Yeah.
With a super.
And then against Circle, I'm not honestly too worried about it. Both my lists play really well against Circle.
I thought you said that the Butcher list could have problems with Chromac.
With Chromac and Chromac alone. Anyone else in Circle, I'm fine.
And nobody plays Chromac other than Will, apparently.
It's actually kind of true.
Colin has, for some reason, given up Chromac because he's...
He was actually playing with the store the past couple days, but it hasn't been going well for him. He's been losing like crazy.
Well, I'm not saying that he gave him up for any reason. I think he just arbitrarily decided he's just done playing Chromac, is what happened.
Sure.
I'm not really sure why.
Anthony does play him, but I don't think he's going to play him in the Invitational. If I had to guess, he's going to play Ykruger or Morvana.
Yeah.
Because if he plays Morvana, Chromac, he's going to have a real hard time with his Chromac list against Minoth. It's not particularly strong. Like, it's fine. Like, it's okay, but it's not great. And he's going to really drop the Minoth matchup, and he's going to really drop the Circle Mirror, I think.
With his wait.
Yeah. So Chromac is excellent against Circle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like...
And bad against Minoth.
Yeah, exactly. So wouldn't he just take Morvana, too? So why would it matter if he takes those two casters?
I'm saying I don't think he's going to play Morvana Chromac.
Oh, okay.
I think he's going to play Morvana Ykruger.
Yeah.
And I think Colin is going to take, like, Morvana and, like, Grail.
And Cassius.
Or something.
Wait, is he actually going to take Grail?
I don't know.
Colin
doesn't know what his lists are, and neither does David. David might just play Signar, for all we know.
What? No way.
I think David will play Evile.
He
will probably play Evile.
I don't think he's settled on a, yeah.
Yeah, we should say that they have no idea. I think Colin and David both have their first lists set. Like, Colin will most certainly play his Morvana list with a stupid Tharn Bowman in it, because he loves that.
Chunky's painting those for him, right?
I know. And then David will most certainly play Evale, because, like, that's list is so good, and he's just so comfortable with it.
Sure, but he doesn't know which version he's going to play. He's currently playtesting the list with Hexhunters in it, which, personally, I don't like. I think that list is not as good as Jake's list.
Hexhunters just...
Which, once again, I don't know if you can claim tier lists as a person, but Jake's tier list.
Well, there you go. Jake is Legion, let's face it.
It's true.
I just want to say, too, Colin is getting an excellent deal with me painting those fucking shit models. Fuck
those models
guys.
Are awful.
I know.
And there's little
Tharn,
fiddly bits everywhere.
Because they're Tharn people. And those models are just guaranteed to look
so
dirty as hell.
Out of this, Chunky?
Money.
Not enough.
Cold
money.
Hard cash.
Chunky has to pay for this trip somehow.
That's true.
Yeah.
I figured he was just going to whore himself out.
I'm open to that as well.
So, any literally ladies out there listening to this podcast, War Machine Weekend, or dudes,
or maybe animals, whatever the fuck. I don't care.
Think animals have money to pay with.
Actually, I do need someone to go to a Texans game tomorrow with me, and this isn't going to be posted till like 2 weeks after it, so fuck it.
I would go, but I already have Red Fest plans.
All I hear is...
Signarm whammy.
You want to call my pregnant wife and tell her why I'm not driving her to Renfest?
She's pregnant. Why is she going to Renfest?
I don't know.
Because she loves pickles.
How did she get pregnant?
Oh, God. Back to workout dildos.
Someone's boasting.
Oh, God.
No, you could just make a little gherkin.
He's just a little guy.
Gherkin is a funny word.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you're talking about your own wiener.
Mikey B is a gherkin.
What does that even mean?
It was a guy we had at uni, and his nickname was Kirk.
Is it because he had a tiny wiener?
I don't even know what the origin was.
That's a terrible nickname to have.
I agree.
I can think of worse.
If I had to pick nicknames, Gherkin would probably be pretty low.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, my God. But then again, you don't get to pick your nickname.
That's true.
Which is how I got stuck with Wild Bill.
Granted, Gherkin is probably better than, like, Jimmy Smalldick or something like that.
Who the fuck is going to call someone Jimmy Smalldick?
Mike, I'll call you Jimmy Smalldick. I think I will do it.
I know that you will, but I just don't think it'll stick with anyone.
Mike, though, I've heard you're like a tuna can.
No.
It's very short, but strong.
No. We said it's like a missile and it explodes on contact.
Ah.
Well, you are Asian, so it is, you know,
yep.
Yeah.
Good racial commentary.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's always valuable.
I'm not racist, by the way.
Oh, God. Will's a little racist.
Except against Australians.
No, no, I'm not. They hate me. It's not the other way around. It's not reciprocal.
Because you're a damn cheater. Anyways, so let's see.
So Vlad 1, Butcher 3, awesome. I think Chunky has an excellent Sorcerer 1 list.
Yes.
And I think you should talk about that a little bit.
Okay, well, I actually got a lot of it off Octavius Maximus, who's a Cador player in Sydney.
Is he Australian?
He is. Oh, he is, shit. So he hates you.
Damn it.
I'm sure. It's two units of Doom Reavers, Fenris, Behemoth, and Outriders. I'm just going to diverge a little bit on Outriders because they are the best unit in Cador. And they're fucking bonkers.
Well, that sounds like a Texan statement.
Absolutely.
It is an absolute statement.
I don't know.
Outriders are fucking bonkers.
I haven't, no. I tried it for one game.
Why are they bonkers?
I will lend them to you tomorrow, and you will try them. They just kill everything, and then they jam everything, and they're fucking gold.
So, how many points are there? Nine?
9 points.
Fuck.
Nine? Ten?
I think they're nine.
I think they're nine.
Well, either way, I gotta find a point in that Vlad list. If I cut the Assault Commandos, that's 7 points. 8 points with the three.
I mean, I think with Vlad, they'll do the same clearing at least that the Assault Commandos do.
I feel like they'll...
Correct, but I think Assault Commandos are immune to fire and corrosion.
Well, I mean, Outriders are essentially immune to corrosion.
Not Vile Fall.
Not Purges.
And they're like...
I feel like if you're getting purged on with Outriders, you fucked up.
I agree, but if you're getting purged on with Assault Commandos, you're high-fiving around the table.
True.
Yeah. Assault Commandos are surprisingly not that bad in that Vlad
list. Yeah, like, so in that Vlad list,
that, by the way, also
good.
Something Octavius has been promoting.
Assault Commandos?
Yeah.
I love them with Vlad.
I don't think they're really anywhere else. He's a fucking sweet Cador dojo dude.
Well, yeah. I think if you win the Invitational with Assault Commandos in your list, you should go to Privateer Press and demand some commission for all the units of Assault Commandos they're going to sell.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, the thing is, like, it's no secret that Signs Importance just turns crappy things into ridiculous things. It's like turd polishing 101. But, like,
that's true.
You fail, like, you don't actually understand how big of a difference it makes until you sit down and watch a game. Like, I've watched Will play probably at least 5 games mm-hmm. with Assault Commandos, and it could just be confirmation bias, but you roll a whole lot of 9s, 10s, and 11s when you have Signs Importance.
So
it's
if you look at it,
ridiculous.
But so let's talk about stats for a second here. I don't actually have the numbers like done out, but so if you have 10 rifle core that all shoot, and you have 6 assault commando shots, and you have 3 flamethrowers, and you have 2 behemoth shots,
and the cold and spray,
and you have a cold and spray, and you have another spray. Like just the amount of damage rolls coming out of that army, like fine, half of them are going to do 0 damage. Or even more than half of them are going to do 0 damage. And then, like...
A third.
Like,
even if 10% you roll boxcars on, which, I mean, I realize that's a high number for boxcars, or even like a 10 or better, like 10% of the time, you're going to get a lot of damage out of those assault commandos. You're going to get a lot of damage out of that rifle core.
10 is not uncommon.
Like, yeah, like...
Average is about 8.8, I think.
Yeah, so if your average is 8.8, like, 10 is not that far above that.
Yeah.
So when you're rolling these dice and you have like a harmed warjack, there's also I don't hold my Vlad list. If you have like a harmed warjack and these old commandos and the rifle corps are all shooting a POW 12, when you start rolling those 10s at 22, you're putting 3 to 5 damage on a jack.
But it's like
20 times.
Yeah.
Like, you can shoot armor 19 and 20 jacks off the board with POW 10 guns and P Vlad with harm.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I have done this a bit.
Easily.
I've also got a P-Vlad list as one of my two. Mine's a lot different.
Yours is the Conquest.
I got the Conquest.
Instead of the Behemoth and the Spriggan.
Yeah. Mainly for the Signar matchup.
Against, like,
sure, but I want Butcher. Wall? I want Butcher in that, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out having one model that can one round two storm walls is pretty good.
It is fucking sweet. Take that, Billy.
However,
Billy says that in the two-list format, one storm wall is better. As a Scorn player, I disagree and think all Signar players should continue playing two Storm Walls and not put Thorn in your Epic Haley lists.
Yeah, you should definitely never play Thorn in Signar. He's awful and you should feel bad.
I actually think Scorn could also be surprisingly good against Butcher.
Really?
They just have enough hitters that one of them, you just need one to get through.
I feel like Tiberian makes the matchup really good.
Yeah, because he can't let you play. Honestly.
The typical Scorn list, the impending doom, 10 inches is such a big area of the board that
it actually works out to be about 12.
It's 11 and a half.
Really hard.
It's the medium size.
To spread your Titans out enough that he can't pull two or three of them in.
Where you can still also get Pain Givers and Rush and all these buffs to shoot on your beasts.
So Tiberian really helps out in that he can just sit behind the other Titans and a Butcher comes in and kills everything else, and then just Tibbers goes in and kills Butcher, but It's hard to spread out your Titans enough to keep them from dying.
Correct.
And keep them safe from the rest of the army.
And,
at the same time.
Like, even then, most of the headies in Scorn won't get it done. Like, a Bronzeback will do it.
If the Butcher's on, like, full
camp. If he's on full camp, like, a Gladiator's not gonna do it.
No, it sucks really bad.
I don't know. I think they can, often with the help that casters give. So if you have, like, Xerxes with Fury, or Epic Hexers can black slot them so you hit all your attacks, or Makeda cast Carnage, or Makeda pops her feet.
So you need
Zol pops his feet.
With black spot, you need 8. Okay, that you're fucking dead. Like that will kill anything.
Black spot. I mean, last.
I mean, the gladiator will certainly do the job at that.
Yeah.
Actually, like, I'm pretty sure a fucking Rhinodon will do the job at that point.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I tried. Yeah, we can talk about stupid Rhinodon
but,
less
but,
later.
But, so what are you gonna say, Will?
Like, I'm not sure that even like a black spot will do it, or like a -2 defense will do it. If you're paralyzed with Kray,
yeah,
but it's not easy to kill the War Dog.
So,
because by the time it gets there, like, there's so much of your army dead from the IFP, from Alexia, from Great Bears, which used to be in the list, things like that. Like, there are just so many heavy hitters in that list that a lot of the Scorn Beasts just, you don't even need the Butcher.
It's threat
saturation. The threat of the Butcher will stop you from clumping, which makes you much more vulnerable to things like the IFP.
I will say, in that one particular, specific case of, Epic Hexorus, what will probably happen is Epic Hexorus will walk up Black Spot, Butcher, and then Hellfire the War Dog.
Sure. Well, fine.
So just like in that one specific case, but...
I mean, if the War Dog's in cover, now you need to boost a hit, it's just a
huge... Well, you have enough to boost to hit Black Spot, then you need to hit Hellfire.
Actually, what are you using as your Arc Node for Hexy now?
Brute.
Really?
Which I actually like.
I've actually started using a Reptile Hound.
Whoa.
I don't like the
I feel
reptile
like that gets
hound.
One-shotted randomly so, by a Reptner.
I find it mostly gets one-shot anyway. Once you send it out, but it's fast enough that you can keep it back and
So my theory as far as Epic Hexorus Arc Nodes go, and I put a lot of thought into this, is so there are really two schools of thought on it, in that you want either something that is
there's a lot of rum in that drink.
It's
so something that's not that high priority a target. That they wouldn't necessarily focus on, they could like maybe kind of ignore something like, a lot of people like to use,
a reptile hound.
Razor worm.
I was about to ask about
razor worms in that category. Or like a drake or something like that. Something that's cheap and kind of a low priority target for them. So that then they're devoting resources to kill something that wouldn't normally be that high priority or target, but it's still gonna go down. And kind of the other school of thought is gonna be to have something that is, you know, might be a high priority target, but it's difficult to kill, like a Bronzeback or a Sentry, which is what I was using before. And I feel like
the Brute's the happy medium.
The Brute is the happy medium in that he is a cheap beast that is fucking annoying to kill. And they they want to kill him because being the Arc Node makes him very valuable, but they have to put a lot more resources into killing him than his 5 points.
True.
Because with Ashen Veil on him, he's defense 17 against charges, can force rerolls, 17 against living. And it's just, like I said, a pain in the ass to kill. And Shield Guard is also really nice.
Yes.
I do love Shield Guards.
So that's why
I actually had Tibbers in my Hexy list back when I was playing Tournament.
I actually have Tibbers in my Hexy list currently.
Before they all broke horribly and I got depressed.
What was that?
All my Scorn broke horribly on the plane trip over here last year.
Fucking airplanes.
Yeah.
I blame the TSA.
This is why I now try and swap all my models to plastic as much as possible. Fuck weight limits.
Which is why he does not have Black Dragon IFP, and which is why I could not tell him so.
Yes.
Damn it. I love telling people I told you so.
Mike, is your dojo epic hexy list my epic hexy list?
I still think you should try out the boom house.
I think it might be, but it definitely has Tiberian. Because I can't fit Tiberian in my other list, so Tiberian went in that one because he's fine. A beater, and he's just really good. But I think it's a Tiberian, a Sentry, a Gladiator, Kreia, Shaman,
full
Flamethrower Men, the Incendiarii, Bone Grinders, and some other stuff. I don't remember.
I think Min Incendiarii is a thing.
Oh, for Min? Sure. Yeah, no, for sure. I just like having...
I hate taking Min units.
Yeah,
so do I normally,
might
but...
Might be the one that you can get away with it in.
It's usually better in ranged units than melee units.
For, 100% because,
Because they don't have to make it.
Taking
there.
Min units of melee troops, I think, is acceptable only with Mechanithralls and Blood Witches with the UA.
Well, that's because you're not taking them for the troops.
Bane Thralls aren't bad either.
Okay, I feel
like the Bane Thrall, I think the Bane Thrall UA thing is really going to become a thing in eGaspi lists.
I was about to also
the Min unit plus UA.
I was about to also mention that I think it is also more of an American thing to generally go max out units, because when you were looking at WTC lists, like, it was much more common for everyone else that was not an American team to have the Min units, mainly of Banes, but that could be because, as you just mentioned, well, you just need that one for Dark Shroud. So
yeah, I mean, Gaspi doesn't need 10, he needs 2.
But they're so
and you can't take 2.
Yeah. So. Correct.
Don't most units become slightly more points efficient when you max them out?
Yeah. Don't you save it like half
You know, point. Except Venators.
Nick.
I hate that unit so much. That one extra point just ruins it for me for some reason.
And I always send you my sweet little Pima Cater tier lists.
Yeah. Oh, that was you, wasn't it?
I'm so fucking obsessed with that list.
I don't know. The Des Moines guys swear that Makeda with Venators is a thing, but I still kind of disagree.
With Makeda 1?
With Makeda 1, yeah.
You savagery him or what?
That doesn't work.
No.
They can't make range attacks.
Her tier list, Hooray. She gets 2 units with UA, so you can take 2 Min units with UA, and they're actually reasonable points cost, and you get Satrati with advanced move.
Yeah. I don't hate the tier list for a tier tournament. I actually could see myself playing that at some point.
Except then you'd have to own 2 units of Reavers with UAs.
No, I would have to own 2 Min units, so really I just need to buy like 1 blister and
another unit leader.
I don't care, I'll mod something.
Nah, bitch, not legal, get out.
You just put the back banner on him, go find another banner.
I'll just put the back banner on him. God knows I have enough extra back banner.
I'll give you the one from the Extreme Gladiator.
That would be ridiculous.
That would be
awesome.
I definitely have a box full of back banners that I've never put on.
Good.
Fuck the back banners.
My goal is to put all the banners on all my Scorn
stuff. Seriously, they all break off anyway.
Yeah, they do. I think I have, let's see. I think I put the back banner on Pimikata and Imikata, and those are the only models that have the back banners.
Actually, I have a question. Was Gen Con Masters 75 points this year?
No,
it was 50.
Thank fuck.
Last year it was 75.
I know.
And then I think they learned that that's not a good thing to have.
It's, and I think they learned more so than like 75 points is a bad format, just that it's so hard to travel with that.
Yeah, logistically it's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, for certain factions it's not that bad, but then for others you're like, oh good, I have to add, I'm increasing my army size by 50%, and if you don't have an army with lots of overlap, you're just, like, Circle, I think, could do it without much problem. Game balance aside, I'm trying to just the logistics of getting it there.
Yeah, like, Legion doesn't care. Circle doesn't really care.
If you do want a horrible experience with Scorn, play against P. Kreos at 75 points.
Well, you have, like,
I feel
battle
like Kreos in general.
He takes 2 battle engines.
Yeah, but at that point, he's got so many infantry, you can't even get through them to assassinate.
Yeah. Menoth in general is rough for Scorn.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody on the internet says.
Mike, Nick, Chain Gang is wonderful.
I actually think Chain Gang is a good list. I strongly disagree that Mordekaiser is the best answer to Crix, because that's just wrong.
Yeah, I don't think it really does anything, honestly.
I'm not sure what happens, because
really
Mike and I are supposed to come up with Mordekaiser. Wait, hold on, were we supposed to do that for this episode?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, I actually have a list.
I don't think it actually
we'll
works, Will.
It is completely theory machine. We'll talk about it at the end.
All right. Mordekaiser still does nothing.
So, Kador. I think Iron Fang Pikemen are on the rise.
Iron Fang Pikemen have been on the rise for a long time.
Correct. I think a lot of people are currently running Mercenary Kador.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fairly like what?
Battlechef is one of the best buffs.
Like Nis, I suppose.
Nis, Boomhowlers, that kind of stuff. I'm seeing a lot
I'm using Boomhowlers with Butcher 3 purely for Zephyr, basically. And also, Boomhowlers with Silence of Death are hilarious.
True. I'd rather have IFP, but...
I mean, Nis and Booms have been in, like, are always a popular mercenary choice, so I don't think that's unique to
I would not play...
Correct, so what I'm saying is they're going the Signar route right now.
I would not play Black Dragons and Boomhowlers, though. I tried that and found that they wanted to be in the same spots.
Correct, which is why I play two Black Dragons.
Yeah.
And then just occupy that spot with 24 IFP.
Yes. I really like what PP is doing with the alternate U that's with the Black Dragons and the Silver Line.
I like the Silver Line. I've been theory machining them a little bit.
God, you still play everything, don't you?
Yes.
Fucking whore.
Yes.
Hey, he has Casey Fever.
No, I killed Casey.
Oh, yeah. No, what's the cure to Casey Fever?
I own all the factions.
There you go. You just get everything and then...
You have convergence?
No, I don't. Oh, actually, yes, I do. I got the battle box, but that's only so I can run demos.
Ah, nice.
I would not run demos with convergence, just for fledgling PGs out there.
You'll make new players' heads explode.
I'm not a PG anyway, so...
Maybe you can let someone play with them that just think you're picking a faction.
That's fair.
That already plays the game.
That's basically what I got it for.
Convergence, not a good starting faction.
I know.
Not at the moment.
No, possibly the worst starting faction. It's so complicated.
Probably not a worse one than them.
Like when you're trying to learn the mechanics
maybe
of the game.
Maybe Circle?
And work induction?
I don't feel like their mechanics are especially more difficult than anybody else's.
Using it well, it is.
I don't think
using it well is.
Circle or Convergence? What are we talking about?
Convergence.
Like
the understanding when you spend a focus, you can send it somewhere else within 6 inches. It's not a difficult mechanic to understand. It makes it
I think the difficult part,
if at the time you're trying to get the focus mechanic down in general.
Well, yeah. One, that. Two, I think it, like, when you're trying to learn the basics of the game, you don't need to worry about, like, focus efficiency.
Sure.
Which is, like, how many focus does this guy actually need?
Okay.
And I think that's something that...
But I feel like the biggest downside of learning to play on Convergence is that you are learning a very different set of mechanics than the rest of the game.
Correct. It also spoils all of War Machine for you forever.
Yeah.
If you start with Convergence.
Because you're like, why aren't my jacks that good anymore? It's like, and you're playing, like...
Anything else?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, oh, I only have 3 focus, and it just sucks. And you're like, damn it.
What do you mean all of my jacks don't get 3 focus every turn for free from the corollary? That's crazy talk.
So how do you feel about Kator Jacks?
I fucking love the Juggernaut. I have one in my butcher list, and it is amazing. That thing has been doing so much work, it's not even funny.
7 points for a pal 19. Pretty
and
good.
With
but, I mean, it doesn't need, like, I don't care about anything else on that jack. It's armor 20, it has 34 hit points, and it has a pal 19 axe. That's all that I want.
I've actually been watching you play that list, and it's actually been making me think.
It's like a good ironclad.
Yeah. I love, like, the argument is always like, well, he's only speed 4 and mat 6. It's like, there are not that many heavies that will one round him, but he will one round, if you don't knock out his right arm and his cortex, he will kill whatever.
I feel like if you just knock out his right arm, he's probably not killing anything.
No, but he's putting 15 or 20 damage on it.
Sure.
Even with the right arm out against
or he's
most heavies.
Slamming.
Yeah, or he's gonna like walk up and arm lock your shield and then the IFP are going to fuck you.
Sure. That's
like,
fair.
The Juggernaut in my Butcher 3 list has been doing, like, so when I first started playing it, the first 3 games, he never even made an attack. And then the 4th game, he one-rounded a Reckoner, which is more than average, by the way. Like, you easily kill a Reckoner in melee with him. Just, like, if you get to walk up to him and hit him 4 times with the axe and once with the fist, a Reckoner dies. Like, over 50% of the time.
You basically have been using him as bait, though, haven't you?
Correct, yeah. Like, you walk him up there and you're like, kill this, or he's gonna kill one of your heavies.
He's like the death jack.
And then if you don't kill it, great. If you do kill it, the butcher or the IFP charge and kill whatever killed it.
I have noticed the IFP pretty reliably taking out shield arm and cortex on Templars against Mike.
Yeah. No,
pretty
reliably.
They
take out the shield and then they immediately start going for the cortex.
Yeah.
And the second the cortex is down on a Templar, you do not care about it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Be like, whatever, fine. It can kill one IFP a turn with the wacky fist. Fine.
I feel like maybe Mike needs to start including some mechanics.
He has mechanics in a lot of his lists. The Widowmakers just kill me.
Yeah. And also, the mechanics really don't...
God, Minos hate Widowmakers so much.
They really do.
What I wouldn't give for Widowmakers in Scorn. That would be amazing.
Widowmakers are incredible. They should be in basically every list you play as Kador.
Yeah.
I think you can afford to get rid of it with Vlad, and other than that, I don't think you should really do it.
But they go so crazy with Vlad, they can... Cause then they, like
they're very good with Vlad,
the
but
spikes,
I think...
They're like, oh, they only do 1 point. It's like, yeah, until you start rolling 10s and 12s, and then you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, and they're one-shotting
and,
Ravagers.
And
LOL,
you're harming.
Take that.
When you harm stuff as well, you're like...
Yeah, and they're about 12.
I don't think it's mathematically possible for them to one-shot a Ravager.
Boxcars kills it.
With and harm.
10 with... No, Boxcars without harm.
Oh, Ravager. I thought you said Ravagor.
No, that is... that you were correct. That would be impossible.
Yeah, correct, because it has 32 hit points? 30 hit points?
I don't know.
They will shoot the fuck out of it,
though. They will.
Anyways... I was going to ask a question. The common thing that everyone talks about with Butcher 3 is the Clamjack with Bulldoze.
I don't think you need it. I think you're paying too many
did
points.
Did you try that? Because I don't know if you actually
did. I didn't actually play it, but...
I thought
about it a lot, like I legitimately did. And honestly, I think I would rather have things that do things in the list. Because the second that Jack opens up, it dies. Just instantly.
I actually play a bit different to Willen. I'm actually finding I know Jack can keep up with where I've got Butcher. And they don't do anything at all.
I will say the lousiest thing with the Clamjacks is dominating them with E-Haley and having them punch somebody.
Yeah.
They walk forward, turn around, and then punch something.
And then become armor 17.
Yeah.
Like the Clamjacks are fine, and I don't think it's necessarily terrible, but I would rather have a Juggernaut.
Will. I need to make that statement a little more absolute there for us.
Clamjacks are terrible and you should play a Juggernaut.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike.
Clamjacks are terrible for me because I'm not patient enough to keep them closed.
You're like, oh, I can kill 2 infantry models or I cannot lose
my
heavy.
Oh, I can kill 3 Nis.
And if I was going to run one, it would be the one with the 2 guns on the shoulders, which I don't even know what that thing's called.
Demolisher. Nope. My original Vlad list was a Theory Machine Beast with 2 of those and Vlad, and just thinking, well, fuck it, I just walk them up, and then if you don't deal with them, I just go and kill your caster.
How'd that work out?
I wasn't patient enough to.
Oh, good. Close. Great.
It's not that they were bad, it's that I was bad and couldn't do it.
Kind of like Helldivers, except instead of not being able to attack them at all, you just can't damage them through the armor.
Yes. You can definitely damage them.
Kill them?
The Butcher will kill one.
That's true. The Butcher will kill both.
That's true.
Any caster with an armor debuff with Bane will kill it.
Because I don't think he's got much camp left.
That's fair.
Sure. But, I mean, it not really worth talking about.
But, yeah, I mean, Butcher 3, I think he...
Butcher 3 is incredibly good, and anyone who doesn't believe that...
Jamie P.
Is...
Looking at you.
No, Jamie P. has come around.
I know, he has come around, but I remember when he first came out,
I'm looking forward to meeting that guy.
The question is, I've talked to him online. Unseats anybody in the top 10 casters? Do you think he busts into that tier?
No,
I don't think so. No, I think Kador is still unfortunately screwed in that respect.
I think Butcher might eventually make it up there.
Actually, I mean, he may in the future.
Butcher could be a dark horse to be top 10.
She's surprisingly good.
Like, she really just wants an arc.
Stationary is ridiculous.
She can't have an arc node. It'd be bolt. No, she cannot have an arc node.
You can't.
It wouldn't be like the power of like probably not Morvana too, but it would just be it. That'd
be
a degenerate thing.
No, you can't give her an arc node because freezing grip on infantry units is the biggest bullshit.
If you give her an arc node, she no longer has to not boost freezing grip because she doesn't need to cast wind wall afterwards to get out of it.
Wind rush, yeah.
How much is freezing grip?
4.
So you can't boost out of her 6.
No, you don't. You just take Silas and Reinhold, and you never miss.
I did that, and I just missed Satixis with it. Second turn against Mike the other day.
Leading an 8. He rolled like 1-1-3-4.
Unfortunate.
Yep. It was the balls.
Why was Mike playing Satixis?
No, it was against Jeremy.
Oh, sorry, Jeremy. Oh.
Jeremy, yeah.
Everyone is the same in the Houston meta. Except Will, because he has the abortion hair.
That's fair.
And I'm a dirty cheater. Filthy cheater.
And he's a filthy cheater.
Sorry, filthy cheater.
Filthy cheater.
Yeah. We need more grog.
We do.
Yep.
Alright, next drinks. Pause!
I'm not pausing.
Damn it.
What do you guys want to talk about while Will gets his drink?
Here, get Chunky more drink.
Actually...
What is the closest you've ever come to dying in Australia? What horrible beast has almost taken your life?
Yugoslavian former shot put champion?
I don't think that's a beast.
He was like a fucking beast, man, I'm telling you.
Now, why did he almost kill you?
I drank a lot.
You drank a lot.
I can tell you the whole drinking story if you want.
How long is it? Is it going to take much longer than Will getting his drink?
A little bit longer.
Okay, go ahead and tell us.
All right. So, there's this guy called Alex who was a former Yugoslavian junior shot put champion. He comes to my university and stays in my college, and he's I'm the next biggest person to him that he could find. Yeah. This is in the story. This is relevant to the story. So we went over to our happy hour at our local pub, and I think I had 13 rums in an hour.
Jesus Christ. That sounds like a Mike Winter story.
Yep.
Back off my drinking habits.
This is why I have a bad liver now. And then we went to a party, and there were some really fucking dumb Americans at that party.
Ah, this sounds like a Michael Warner drinking story.
Yeah, he was Serbian, and this was during the Serbian War. And so these Americans decided to tell this guy how right they were to bomb the fuck out of his country.
He almost killed you?
We'll get to that. Fortunately for them, instead of getting angry, he gets really emotional and sad and starts crying and stuff, and then starts to get angry, and I'm sitting there going, oh fuck, don't get angry, because I'm the next biggest, I'm probably going to have to step in front of you and die. Fortunately, he didn't, and then he calmed down, and we drank more, and then I think I drank a bottle of vodka, and then we went to the nightclub.
Where is that sensor?
And, well, see, this is the good thing. Well, it's probably not actually a good thing. Because I'm an engineer, I'm really good with numbers. And so even when I'm absolutely blind and pissed drunk, I can literally count out the exact change for the next drink I'm getting. And because I give them the exact change, they assume I'm sober enough to keep drinking. And so I kept that. I was so drunk I couldn't even get money out of my account. I couldn't remember my PIN number. I could remember it. I couldn't hit the numbers. I had to get someone else to do that for me. And so then at the end of the night, he goes, we're going home. So I took him to the nearest train station, tried to kick in a door and tell him that was his room. And then he ran away and left me. And I ended up in some old mate's backyard on their barbecue table at 5 a.m, got a lift home with the cops. It was sweet.
Wow, that's a sweet story. Amazing.
All right, so what were we talking about before that sweet story?
Drinking?
No. Cador.
Right. Drinking.
Butcher lists and how they're amazing in the invitational meta, but not so much in the regular meta.
I think you're underestimating in the regular meta. I think they're fine.
Butcher 3 just
because honestly,
well.
Butcher 3 is the jank that will kill you. He is the biggest noob stomper in the game.
I don't think that's certainly true, but I don't think it's jank, honestly. I think it's just a legitimately hard threat to deal with.
Actually, you know what?
I'm worried more about the Vlad list, honestly. Than the Butcher list.
The Vlad list is more jank because it takes things like Assault Commandos, which...
So I think the Vlad list is easily hated out by random things you don't see coming. And I think there's a lot less of that in the Invitational.
I'm going to sound like a douche when I say this.
But
what players are really bringing random things that you don't expect to see coming? Because most of the time...
That's exactly Will's point.
Yeah, so when you hit a list and you're like, wow, I actually can't play Vlad against
that. My point is, the people that are going to bring that weird shit are going to be the ones that you should maybe be able to outplay, is my point.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is sometimes you hit something that you just can't really, like, you just have to take a long shot to beat. And if you fail the long shot,
like
you lose.
I haven't really
That's
found
why
anything.
I don't know, Mike, That's why because I'm saying there are things in that will beat that list that I don't know about.
My point is, the people that are going to bring that weird shit are ones that you can probably beat anyways.
Correct.
Yeah,
so what I'm saying...
What Will's saying is he hasn't played his normal 70 bazillion billion games.
Correct. I've only played about 15 or 20.
So he doesn't fully understand the match.
That's like more games than I've played in 6 months.
That's really your own fault.
It's true. And it's 2 weeks. Kind of. For me. And I got 2 more weeks. So I'll probably play about 40 or 50 games total before War Machine.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah. I know, right? Such a hard life he
lives. It's true, Nick.
Look, I'm going to insult all the bad players at Asgard. If you cannot be a good player at Asgard, you are fucking terrible.
Yeah,
I honestly believe 2 months in the Asgard meta, anyone who is vaguely serious about trying to be good at War Machine should be a fucking murderer.
I agree.
That's because we're the best meta.
God damn it.
In the world.
I think I would agree.
The world?
The world.
The world. I would agree. Yeah.
Except for Poland and that weird... What was the thing we determined last time? Is it Wisconsin? There's some backwater...
And Lismore. Lismore meta represent.
I thought it was, Minnesota.
Yeah.
No, not Minnesota. Montana.
Yeah, it was Montana with the 6 random dudes that never travel anywhere, according to Billy.
Yeah. Isn't that Utah? Isn't that darkness?
Oh god.
Darkness, everybody.
I'm leaving.
No, it was not black.
No, but black actually travels.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Darkness
not
never goes
Not much, but he has actually played
yeah,
other
he
people.
He goes to War Machine Weekend. But, like, darkness never travels, and he has, like, unbeatable...
Does he even play anymore? I don't think
I don't
even
think
plays.
He does.
He's the red guy.
Hasn't the Focus and Fury Forum just become the Utah Forum now?
Pretty much. A Rite of Fan still posts in there sometimes, though. But, yeah, no, I went there today just to see what was happening, and, yeah, darkness is still hanging out, trolling around there.
Right. I just stopped ignoring that guy.
Although, he doesn't talk as much about his unbeatable, like, Seether lists anymore.
Him and Retribution Bomb or Bomb Retribution yeah. talking about Retribution makes my dick bleed.
Nice. I feel like if your dick is bleeding, you should probably consult your physician.
Fuck that. Just go with it. It's lube.
Yeah.
I feel like fucking your doctor with a bleeding dick is a good way to transmit STDs. That's what we all know.
Hence all the koalas have chlamydia.
Everybody in Australia has chlamydia.
Because, you know, koalas make koalas. Mad doctors, yo.
Those things are so, like, asshole-y from what I hear. But they do look adorable.
They're the laziest fuckers you will ever see. They literally just sit in a tree and eat leaves all day.
Are they lazier than sloths?
I'm pretty sure they'd kick the shit out of sloths in a laziness contest.
Sloths?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Versus koalas.
I'm rooting for koalas here. They have fucking chlamydia.
Yeah.
That's his fucking soup.
Even when they summon the energy to fuck, it doesn't go well for them.
If sloths and koalas ever get into war, the koalas are just going to fuck their way to victory and all the sloths with chlamydia.
I don't know who wins that fight.
I'm pretty sure it takes a long time.
The dingoes?
I'm pretty sure we get heat death of the world before then.
The dingoes end up winning just randomly because they eat all the babies.
It's true.
Actually, in my work, I've got to protect the koalas at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting run over.
Sad.
How?
I'm a highway engineer. No, we got like, we basically sent the
drop bears,
highway
Mike, they
through
try to attack
the koala koalas. Habitat, and then they want to get across the road, so we built these big fuck-off fences to keep them out, and the fences didn't get funded to really be maintained,
and
they died a
over.
Lot.
So
and now,
the
now
like
they're, now they're, now
the
these
fence.
Particular colonies are super endangered and they need to be fixed. So we've got to make sure we keep
koalas
on top
are
of
like,
that shit.
Yeah, koalas are like the second biggest export from Australia after
koalas
fosters.
Koalas are like
what?
Yeah.
you
koalas? Literally get shot in the dick if you export a koala. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
So what you're saying is koalas are the panda bears of Australia?
Yeah, it's like, that's, your entire economy must revolve around koalas. Like, if they die, then you're screwed.
Pretty sure our entire economy revolves around grog.
That too. But not fosters, apparently.
No, fosters is...
Fosters is red, is Aboriginal for cat piss.
Yeah, we discussed this earlier.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get Chunky some fosters?
No. I saved the money.
I'm thinking of going and getting some for tomorrow for the Texans game. Because my plan is to just keep rocking up to people's tailgates. And just use it with the powers of my Australian accent, just inviting myself in.
You'll be like, oi, mate, want some fosters?
Well, realistically, it's going well. I've invited myself to Fat Asian's place for a couple of weeks last year, and that worked. I invited myself to Will's place, and that worked. All from the powers of an Australian accent.
Fair. So when you go up to, you're going up to Madison next, right?
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah, I've got a spoon with Nigel.
Alright.
Oh, I love Nigel.
You shouldn't podcast with them.
It's gonna
happen. Do you realize I'm a podcast slut?
Him and Minoth John.
Seriously, put a microphone in front of me and I'll talk. I'm apparently filming Rock Band playing in Minnesota. I've never played Rock Band before. Eh. I'm apparently singing. It's going to be glorious.
Ah, that sounds terrible.
Yes. Yes.
I really hope when they,
I may break the internet.
I really hope when they boot up Rock Band, the first song they put on is I'm a Man.
I come from a land down under.
Now that you've said it, I think it's... almost certain. I'm going to do a scream metal version.
That sounds fantastic. I'm going to find Venus's phone number and text him that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, go ahead. He'll send you back a photo of his dick.
Hi, this is Nick Priest. You should do this. Hi, this is Nigel. Here's a picture of my dick.
No, that's Venus. I don't think Nigel does that.
This is Venus. Here's a picture of my dick.
I'm going to be honest. As a fat man, I don't think Nigel's seen his dick in a long time.
I feel like if we get to per year...
Where is our censor?
I feel like if we get per year and Venus drunk enough, they will just, like, go sit in a corner with each other and show each other pictures.
I'm willing to go beyond that. I'm pretty sure there'll be a sword fight.
Oh, God.
I believe Team H calls it tummy swords.
That's tummy sticks.
Tummy sticks? Sorry, my bad.
T-Mage is sweet. T-Mage, you need to play me on Vassal. Just saying.
I'm pretty sure T-Mage, like, doesn't have time for anything.
No, I saw him on Vassal a couple of weeks ago. I'm trying to get back into Vassal, because...
I hate Vassal, just for the record.
Yeah, you don't fucking need Vassal because you're in Asgard with your fucking cadre of hired killers to play against. It's fucking bullshit. I'm in fucking Lismore.
I mean, I can't cheat on Vassal because it
where
all does
everything. I have Skell to play against and Gelfie, and Gelfie's changing factions all the time and can't actually play any of the factions he's playing because he's changing all the time. I'm willing to go with this.
I saw T-Mage on Dota the other day.
Yeah, I saw T-Mage on Vassal and I had a chat with him. It was sweet.
T-Mage was playing the training games. And
oh, God.
How to play.
We need to not let him do that.
Just make him play.
I feel like they're fine.
Just don't start him off with Invoker.
Did I ever tell you my first ever game with Dota?
He randomed Invoker.
I randomed Invoker.
Damn, how'd that go for you?
He was like, this game is hard. I never played another game for like 3 months.
That's absolutely what happened.
And now Nick plays more Dota than I think anyone else does anything
else. Every once in a while when I look at my like history of games played and I go to like look at the breakdown of my hero, I'm like looking through all my stats and there's this one game in Invoker. It's like 0-1 Invoker. I'm like, aww.
You should learn how to play Invoker.
Yeah. That hero is fucking hard as shit.
Let's see, by the way. I think I decided who I was going to learn how to play next. Who was it?
Ogre Magi. The one and the same. That guy's the
Ogre Magi is the best.
He's the greatest hero ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I love Bloodlust.
He has that spell. Yeah. And it makes that sound
except
still.
I'm not Korean, so in Warcraft 2, Bloodlust was shit compared to the healing spell. Yeah. No, it was the other way around. No. Bloodlust was awesome.
Yeah, Bloodlust
the healing spell was balls because you couldn't get it on there quick enough.
Unless you're Korean.
Unless you're Korean.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's because you can't see it.
That's right.
This is why you need the workout dildo.
I'm not sure how that's going to help.
No, it's got that little hole in the bottom. You could just slide it on your penis.
I didn't actually notice that part.
Go to town.
Yeah, it's...
We're like, it's cool, it works, I've tried it.
Oh, God. It's tested. He's played at least 10 games with it this week.
That's true.
And he really... cheated in all of them.
Poor Liz. Well, actually, I guess not poor Liz if he was cheating.
That cheating son of a bitch.
I'm pretty sure Liz is happy for him to cheat in that circumstance. I don't think she wants anything to do with the workout
dildo. And there's the question. If you're using a prosthetic dick, is it really cheating? I'm going to go with yes, but I feel like it's an argument that somebody would have.
I feel that this is something that needs to be brought before the Shadow Council to decide.
Honestly, Phil, if you can fit that fucking workout dildo somewhere, you're probably cheating.
Well, that's a bad choice. This is about to be a very bad choice.
Well, she's fine.
I'm going to laugh when this cat scratches Will's face off.
Will, that's... You see, I told you it's a bad choice. She has really sharp claws, you stupid drunk son of a bitch.
I'm drunk as fuck right now.
God damn.
I don't know if you drink.
We are getting pie after this.
We are.
Fuck yes, we are. And ice cream.
We can get ice cream, yeah. God damn it, but sometimes they have, like, Harry Potter fan club after hours at
that
ice cream.
That is the worst.
And it, honest to God, makes me want to punch someone in the face.
Wait, I thought we were going to take them to
is there any
pies.
Hermione cosplayers?
We are, and we're going to go to Amy's.
If there were, they probably didn't want to see him. I don't know, maybe. But most of the time, I'm just raging
probably
out.
Probably fat dudes.
Exactly.
No, we're going to get pie.
I might be drunk enough to go there anyway.
God damn it, Chucky. All right.
So just for the record, I don't think we should post this as an actual episode. This should be a bonus episode.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
No, boner-sode.
A boner-sode.
A boner-sode.
A boner-sode.
Speaking of weird random shit, I just that boner comment made me remember. That sounds terrible. It's a horrible lead-in.
I fucking love dick. Quote Mike Winters.
Was where Nigel was talking about... he was like, what is that thing from Braveheart called? Bonerfest Destiny? He's like, Casey, if you ever get married, I'm going to declare my Bonerfest Destiny and just, like, go after your wife.
I think he's safe.
I
don't think anyone's touching Casey for a while.
What the? You're a goddamn son of a bitch.
Look, Casey's immune.
Just
because
that
druids.
Dude's a douche doesn't mean I have to not
God
make fun of him.
Casey's not a douche.
No, Casey's
sweet.
Sweet.
My one experience with Casey was him being a douche.
No, wait, you're thinking about Wes.
Aha!
Sack of
fuck
shit.
That Wes guy.
Mike, I'm just gonna say,
no,
you
Wes is
way
sweet too. Wes is the best
personality.
Dude.
Casey's awesome.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
To be fanboying over folks in Fury like that now.
I will say that I do it partly because I am a huge fanboy, but also because I know it pisses off Will.
I hate you. I just watch it.
Fuck that, I love the Focus in Fury guys too.
You're like a minor celebrity at best.
He's a bigger celebrity
at best. You're fucking giving me credit.
Chunky is a bigger war machine celebrity than you and me.
Cat fell down the stairs.
I will not. Oh, hang on. No, really, I've got return burn.
So since I said at best, that really just means that that's the upper limit of what you are. There's no floor on that.
You know what the real sad part is?
What's that?
I've now been on this is, I think, my third podcast.
Uh-huh.
Still more famous than Nick.
Snap!
Quote, Muffin Man, you should just not talk anymore.
Muffin Man is probably more famous than you.
Did I ever tell you guys the story about the guy that Muffin Man works with that I went to college with that they randomly started talking about me because they found out that I was on a podcast and the other guy went to college with me?
No, but this sounds like a terrible story that you should tell at Mike Waters' wedding.
I was about to say...
Mike's never going to get married.
Yeah, well, if he does, you should...
To my parents' disappointment, I'm sure.
I expect an invite.
I will invite you.
Good.
Or we'll make it a destination wedding in Australia.
Mike, I'm sure you
Fuck yeah. That,
I won't come.
Mike, I'm sure you could find a beautiful lady to marry you if you wanted.
In Taiwan.
No effort into it.
In Taiwan.
Deep down inside, I'm a terrified little...
I'm told, guy. Yeah, if I go over to Thailand or the Philippines, I will get a shit-hot bride because they like fat dudes.
Yeah. Miloth John has told us as much.
Yeah. No, I've had heaps of friends tell me.
Huh?
Hipster friends?
I know.
There are hipsters in Australia?
He was talking about that documentary, on Netflix.
Probably.
God, there was this guy at the store today playing in the Magic tournament that had a fucking hipster mustache and it made me rage.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god. Mason told me about this hipster guy. He was wearing a shirt that says, I am not a hipster, while wearing a fixed gear bike.
Wearing a fixed gear bike?
I don't fucking know.
You can wear a bike. Actually, that's pretty sweet.
All right, so
it comes with a workout.
It was like hipster inception. It's meant to be so ironic, but not that you just, it's face punchingly stupid and you just want to go kill yourself.
Wait, I have an even better story of hipsterception. So 2 years ago, Abby and I are in Seattle visiting her family.
I don't care.
It's around Halloween time. I'm going to tell it anyways. This is a funny story. Well, so we're at a costume shop getting Abby a costume for Halloween. And while waiting in line to check out...
Dursum story. Jesus Christ, speed it up.
While waiting in line to check out, there's a hipster guy that's sitting there and he starts talking to us. And we ask him what he's going to, for as Halloween. And so he's a hipster going as a different type of hipster for Halloween.
I regret hearing
this story. I'm right. I didn't care.
Well, fuck you.
You know what needs to happen? We need to have a Crump vs. Nick storytelling competition at War Machine Weekend in the Cone of Silence.
You know, I will say Crump was very mean to me in the last episode of Muse on Minis, and it hurt me because I feel like the unpopular ones on the podcast need to stick together.
Nick, it's okay. Look, Nick, I'm going to tell you this. If it's Nick, Crump making fun of you, it's fine because no one cares.
Nick, I'm willing to make a bet on this. I don't know your wife. She is probably better, even pregnant, than Crump's girlfriend.
Whoa, that is a sick burn.
I've never seen Crump's girlfriend, so...
Abby's pretty hot. Don't listen to this, Abby. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I mean, I meant that, but I didn't. You know what I mean.
She's probably got Prega boobs now.
Oh my god, they're gigantic.
We cannot post this part.
Yeah, we can.
Oh lord. I'm screwed. So, I'm screwed.
No, you're fine.
Everybody's screwed.
Girls get pregnant.
This is great. This is great, because I'm going to do this and then fuck off to Australia. Yeah.
And Chunky won't be here when, like, he just got remembered. Yeah,
so. Thank god. Hopefully, Liz.
I hope you didn't need your balls.
What?
I don't think Abby.
They're going the way of the workout dildo.
Would Abby really care though if you said that she had huge boobs? I feel that this is a statement of fact.
Why would you be mad about that? I have made the comment that her boobs are gigantic in social settings in front of her. So.
Yeah, you said that to me when we were standing there at Space City Con in August, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
I'm a little concerned. Will now has a knife.
That's not.
I mean, I've always had a knife.
I'm just shocked it's not a gun.
Really?
You've all got fucking knives. Jesus Christ.
I don't have
a knife. It's not a knife.
Nick, do you want
a... This is a knife.
Do you want a knife, Chunky? I have some extras upstairs. We'll make you feel better.
Actually, I'm a little disappointed that you're scared by those knives. Because as I understand it, Australia...
I'm not really scared. I'm more just commenting. It's weird.
What, you don't all have knives? What do you fight the dingoes off with?
They're giant hands. Workout cocks.
They just strangle them.
Chlamydia.
You have a koala on the end of a stick.
Look, we just get our dicks out and we go, what?
A dingo's coming straight for me and you just beat the shit out of it with a koala.
It's like the labyrinth. They have the koalas on a stick and then a bite and you're like, yeah!
A dingo jumps out and mauls you and then dies from chlamydia a year or two later.
Like,
I did actually go and play with dingoes when I was like 8 years old. So I'm probably got chlamydia.
It's okay, as long as you weren't a baby.
Yeah.
Because
you
can eat.
That only happened to baby once.
They didn't.
And
you have to feel
it was never proven.
Because, like, everybody thought she murdered that kid.
I will say that I don't think they proved that a dingo did eat her baby. I think they just proved that it is possible for dingoes to have eaten her baby.
I mean, it's a fucking wild dog. Of course it could have eaten her baby.
Her name was Azaria. I'm pretty sure she was high.
I don't know what the name of Zarya has to do with
me. I don't know.
With a name like that,
that's
how
a racist
could you
comment, and you should feel bad.
A racist comment against
Australians? Yeah, so I'm racialist against whatever the fuck race she was, people.
In which case, she was Australian, and I approve. Because they hate me, so I hate them. I don't actually hate Australians.
It's Australian. Yeah,
he does. He's a filthy cheater, and now he's trying to get out of it.
I feel like we're losing steam.
No, we're fine.
I want pie.
Want pie?
What time is it?
No,
we can keep going.
It is 9:55.
By the way,
are we going?
By the way,
I don't know. We're at an hour and five right now.
Well, the first 30
we should talk about War Machine Weekend.
Oh yeah,
War Machine Weekend's gonna be sweet. I'm gonna win the Invitational with Kador. That's probably not gonna happen.
Are you gonna play anything else apart from the Invitational?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be playing Circle the entire time to juke everyone.
And I'm supposed to maintain this illusion by doing
Mike.
I will mention that Chili has already told me about 7 things that he's not supposed to tell anyone today.
As a side note,
actually, since about fucking 4 o'clock, it's like 10 o'clock now. In 6 hours, he's told me like 7 different things he's not supposed to tell.
Here's the thing: if you have a secret about War Machine, do not tell me if you don't want everyone that I know to know about it.
I'm actually surprised you weren't the guy that spilled the PG beta.
Oh, well,
this is true.
No, by the way,
maybe he was.
No, I even said this. Remember in our chat group, or no, maybe I was telling this to Nick in the other chat group. I said, I am going to purposefully not look at that PG beta because I know I will open my mouth and just ruin it for everyone. So I purposely did not look at it. But now that it's been locked because PGs are apparently idiots, I can look at it all I want. Well, this is going to end so badly.
As a player from a meta who doesn't have a press ganger, I fucking hate the beta test. Jesus Christ, it shits me.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like,
why do you have a press ganger?
Because, well, we're like, literally a 3-person meta normally. There really is no point in having a press ganger. And actually, I've applied, because I've run, like, 5 tournaments this year.
Will.
Yeah?
You can talk to Little Billy and get this guy in the press gang.
I'm pretty sure Little Billy's like, fuck that guy, he's an asshole. And he's not entirely wrong.
Well, you can't be as bad as... Never mind.
Were you saying that as Boltcock?
I wasn't, no. I would never say something like that.
I actually thought he was going to go someone more domestically.
I think
we should keep getting Will more drunk. Ganger?
About 6 months.
All right, how many events have you run?
Well, I've run 2 conventions.
But how many events have you run at a store?
None, but I've run
fantastic.
2 conventions.
All right. Fuck stores! Sorry, so I know
you don't
store
have stores.
We don't have stores, so
you
stores can go
know,
fuck themselves.
So Will, I've tried to run events. Every time I've tried to talk to you about scheduling a date that I can run an event...
We run it on a different date.
You're like, that's the fucking 40K tournament, and then you schedule it for a day I can't do.
That's because it's always the third weekend of the month, which is always the 40K tournament.
No one plays 40K.
We get 20 to 22 people for 40K.
That game is shit.
And they pay me $15 an event, which is awesome.
Will, you can raise the entry fee. It is your store.
Make sure you close the bag.
I am looking forward to your minion, Andrew, getting raped by... workout dildos by the 40K players.
Oh, Dursum?
Dursum?
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Dursum.
It's Andrew, right?
His name is Andrew. His name is Dursum.
Oh, sorry.
It's Andrew Dursum, but...
Yeah.
Wait, why is he getting raped by 40K?
He is trying to make nice, sweet scenarios, like War Machine style and stuff, and it's not going to end
for 40K, and
it's
I agree, it will end
well.
In nothing but heartache. Mostly because 40K ends in nothing but heartache, but...
Yeah. I swear to God, I was looking through the Apocalypse book the other...
You're supposed to be censoring this, not making...
You know the problem,
though?
I still want people to fucking commission me to paint 40K armies, because 40K armies look sweet as shit.
No, 40K models...
They are...
I was beautiful. Looking through the Apocalypse book the other day, and the models just...
By the way,
so
you left that open on a table at the store, and I hate you.
Why? It was on the paint bar table.
I know.
Did that glue eye out the paint bar ever dry?
No one glued their face to it.
That's
thank
it.
God.
I glued that hat onto Epic Morgul, though.
Mason holds up his finger like he's about to say, yet. Yes.
Did you glue the Arcanon head
hat
to Kraya?
No.
I glued it to Epic Morgul's head, so now he's wearing a sweet hat.
He didn't do that. Unless he did that while I wasn't there, in which case he may have done that.
Yep.
What was the dumbest idea for a Scorn army?
Dude, Nick, do not spoil this.
Dude.
It's fucking
Nick,
retarded.
Nick, do not spoil this.
I have to say
this.
Something. You know that Epic Morgul army Tobias posted you guys like fucking months ago? That you guys ripped the shit out of? That thing's fucking awesome. I'm just gonna say.
I don't remember what's in it. What was in it?
It was the one with, like, the Rhinodon and the fucking slaughterhouses and all that shit.
You're right,
shit.
This sounds awful.
Yeah. You okay. Guys pilloried the shit out of it. He's actually changed it a bit now, but I like it better the old way.
Now, did he
that
drop,
thing kicked
did he
the shit out of
did
me.
Did he drop the Rhinodon and the caster and put in good stuff?
No, he... No,
fuck you.
The
Epic
cast is fine.
I think Epic
Morgul
is actually pretty good.
He's fucking
legit.
Like,
legitimately. I like Epic Morgul.
I think at War Machine Weekend, I'm going to introduce you to Tobias. He is a sweet fucking...
And then he's
going to
pee in your butt.
Whoa. Tobias is like a theory machine god. He's like fucking John.
Where's he from?
Brisbane.
Oh wait, there's more than one Australian?
No, no, no. Yeah. That means there's only five left in the country.
No, no, I can't.
Six?
Two, four.
Ah, four left.
Oh, so if like two more leave Australia, the koalas take over?
Yes. Yeah. They'll give them all chlamydia and they'll die in 2 years as a political coup.
Well, the thing is, really, once everyone's got chlamydia, it doesn't matter.
I don't even know what the symptoms of chlamydia are.
Neither
you
do I.
You go crazy for a long period.
Is it you apparently get drunk and...
Syphilis. No, I'm thinking about syphilis.
Yeah, you're thinking about syphilis that eats your brain.
Yeah. I don't know what chlamydia actually does. I know it makes your dick leak. Are you going to Google what chlamydia symptoms are?
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
Oh, I suggest not Google images.
I would not do that. I would just leave that be. Some mysteries are good.
He's doing it.
Anyway, I'm going to introduce you to Tobias.
Well, you can't introduce me because he
Tobias
obviously hates me.
Tobias is probably the captain of our potential WTC.
Does he hate me?
Yes.
Tobias.
By definition?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You probably shouldn't introduce
Actually, I think he played you last year. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't remember any Australians
other than
Colin. He
actually sounds
more
English than Australian.
I was... So, last chance qualifier last year, I was just really drunk.
Oh, God.
No, no, no.
Sure.
I meant at
God
Gen Con.
God damn it,
last
Nick.
Year.
Oh, man. That is a
Tobias was there at Gen Con.
No,
I hope the microphones picked that up.
I barely even remember my game with you. All I remember is that I ended up killing Morgul with Harvey.
Yes.
And you were actually going to make me roll it out.
I don't even
remember. I was like, fuck off, Will. All
right, we're done.
Hey, no, I'm one that if I'm going to die, I'm going to make you roll it out, even though you get 11 POW 12s against me and I'm like armor 13. That was an awesome thing, though, like the army swap. I think it was bullshit, though, that you got Minoth.
Yeah, but everyone says this. I'm going to fucking defend myself because I had never played the vessel. I'd never played Shooty Hard.
I don't care.
Why is the vessel hard to play? I boost everything.
I get all of the awesome rules and it's sweet.
Just what I found out. I don't even use
If I had got my own Chromac list, would you have been mad?
Is, hey?
If I had got my own Chromac list, would you have been mad? The Crump put in? Because that would have been bullshit. I would have been mad.
I
would have
asked
for
too. There, look, honestly, there is very little list that they had that I have not played. That's the benefit of being a fucking multi-faction whore.
You managed to make it through without cheating.
Without savagely cheating.
To be honest, I wouldn't know if I cheated.
Neither did John.
My clock management was fucking amazing. Will basically managed the clock for
the entire
game.
Yes, what would you like to do?
Oh, sorry, you're a filthy cheater. I'm sure you would have just clocked me out because you could easily have done that. Jesus Christ.
That cat's going crazy.
I think when I played you, I was at 26 hours.
Oh, dude.
Chunky came to Gen Con to not sleep and just be ridiculous.
Well, no, I slept the first night, but Beanish didn't. And so I felt guilty, so I let him sleep the second night by not sleeping.
Do you remember that Focus of Fury where
he's not in our room?
No, no, yeah. I've got a CPAP machine now because I'm a fat fuck, so it's all good.
I am also a fat fuck.
Yeah.
You need one of those.
You can get a Darth Vader mask.
Yeah. Abby's not going to be there War Machine Weekend to hit me, Will. I'm sorry.
But I'm just going to have to hit you with my workout dildo, which I'm going to bring.
Seriously, that thing can do some damage, I reckon. But the best thing was, Beanish was talking up his snoring versus my snoring before we went in, and I fucking destroyed that guy.
I just want to say Julio is fucking worse than
ever. Oh my god.
It's not bad.
Remember when we made him sleep in the bathroom at WarGamesCon? No,
he went and got his own room.
It was...
Actually, I have a plea for everyone. Please fucking...
Go to WarGamesCon?
Trade dudes to me in the Fantasy League so that I can not finish last and beat Colin. Because I think John's going to finish first. That'll be fucking unbearable. I may kill him.
What is this Fantasy League?
Yep. Our fucking fantasy football league of
shitness. Sorry, Mike, we're not all fanboys like you that follow everything that John does.
It's not John. Have you not listened to the Focus and Fury old ones?
No, because
Beanish is talking about the Hail to the King.
I'll give you a pro tip. Don't fucking join a fantasy league 2 hours before it while you're at work.
I don't know. I will say that.
And on the other side of the world.
And on the other side of the world. I haven't been fucking preparing for any fantasy, so I'm like, dirt. Texans are supposed to be good. I'll just draft some of those fucks. And then they're shit. This is what happens.
I will say, out of my two fantasy leagues that I'm in this year, I think I'm 6-2 in one league and 7-1 in the other, so I'm doing pretty good.
I'm 2-5.
Well, you're fucking terrible.
Yes.
Well, somebody's gotta be terrible, Link.
That's true.
This is because I picked the fucking Texans.
Well, that was a mistake.
Actually, it's not. Fucking Arian Foster and Andre Johnson are still doing good.
Our defense sucks.
I didn't
and
get them.
That Schaub sucks.
I didn't get him.
That Schaub is fucking
I got all the good Texans players. I have had the most points scored against me of anyone. Fuck Tony Romo against fucking Denver. Fuck that guy.
So Tony Romo, all he has done since he has been the Cowboys quarterback is do just barely well enough to not get fired.
All right, so
it's the goal of every employee.
Will's like, oh, this is something I don't know about, so obviously we must change the topic.
Look, Nick, just because you don't know about War Machine doesn't mean we have to change the topic.
I know plenty about War Machine.
We should watch The Man of Tai Chi right now.
I actually kind of want to see that.
I hate both of you. We should go get pie now.
Ender's Game is a good movie.
Can we get pie now?
Ender's Game is a good pie. Movie.
What? Yeah, but are you red belting?
No, it's actually like,
actually, this look I'm giving you does not translate well.
It's okay. Like, it's, it's okay. They do a good job translating the book.
So we certainly just went it's good to it's okay.
I haven't
is
read
it
the
exceptionally
book?
Gaylist? That's wait, a word.
Exceptionally what?
Gaylist. It's like racist, what? But for the gays.
No.
I mean, Orson Scott Card is a homophobic
he
douche.
He is.
But... See, homophobic is the technical term.
Yeah.
Gaylist is the real term.
I don't know. They do make a really good point there that the at the Battle College, all the boys have to shower with the boys and all the girls have to shower with the girls.
Excuse me, did you say Battle College on our podcast? I think we have to end now.
No.
What? Battle College is a legit source of information.
Battle School is what it's called in Ender's Game. There is no Battle College.
Battle College might be the most useless webpage on the entire internet.
Really?
I'm going to disagree. I think if you're a complete fucking noob, Battle College is alright.
As long as you don't listen to anything that anyone says on it.
Well, remember...
No, you can. It'll give you enough to do a little dirtling with.
You'll get... And then
it's
you'll get cut. I mean, okay. It's the same thing. Like, it's part of the learning
curve. Do you even remember what it's like to be a noob?
I played War Machine when it first came out, so obviously not.
I actually kind of agree with Mike in that Battle College is kind of part of the learning curve in that once you realize Battle College is shit, you've made the next step.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah. Like, you now know that Battle College is useless.
That's like the second step in becoming a War Machine player. Step one, play a Battle Box game with a PG. Step two, realize Battle College is shit.
Well, remember, you know those like shitty beginner magic cards that Wizards continues to print? Although now they stop printing them.
No,
like,
they didn't stop, by the way.
Well, yeah, they did. Iron Star and all that other shit.
I have two sets of those in my car.
But people like beginners always played that shit until they figured out that they were like, why the fuck are these in this deck?
Like Angel Feather?
Yeah, ones that the life gaining pieces of shit ones.
I feel
it's
like Angel
thing.
Feather is somehow related to the workout dildo.
You think so? Maybe we could call
him.
Maybe like we should rename Will's asshole with while he's. Well, I guess you can't tickle his asshole for dildos up it. So I don't know how that works.
I agree. You could tickle my balls with.
You could tickle his balls with it.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I'm just letting it go.
What's the obviously?
I'm fascinated by the conversation.
All right. What other news and announcements?
Oh, hang on. We got Will's War Machine weekend. We didn't get anyone else's. What are you doing at War Machine weekend?
Me,
Nick?
I'm playing the last
Aren't
chance
Aren't you
going to
fucking crush the last chance qualifier like you did last year? Or did you finish second last year?
No, I qualified. And
Billy
got
second last year.
Yeah, right. Billy got second last year. I was already qualified last year.
Oh, right.
He crushed Hardcore last year.
Or was it the year before you fucking crushed it?
I kind of crushed it one year and got third, like 3 years ago, but that, other than that,
I honestly feel like winning the last chance qualifier might be harder than winning
There's
the
There's a terrifying list of players.
It's a terrifying list of players, and it's going to be like fucking 8 rounds long.
Yeah. I feel to win that tournament, you have to go for some janky assassinations finish games early.
Sanity.
I hope I lose in round 1 and 2, or win the whole thing. Those are the two ideals.
Yep, that's my opinion as well. If you're going to lose in round 1.
I'll be happy.
The European shit of, I'm going to play it out and try to get 19th
place. No. Hold on. To be fair, European
Australia
tournaments
is the same, by the
and
way.
Australian tournaments are very different from American
that's
tournaments.
That's the only thing going on.
Yeah. So for us, like losing in round 1 and then dropping and going and either A, getting drunk or B, going and playing other things is a completely legitimate excuse.
Like,
for them, it's not. So
I made Gen Con Masters last year and I dropped after the first round. And when I tell people that from Australia, it fucking blows their mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't realize what Gen Con is.
It's like, tits.
It's the tits.
It is.
Not just tits, but
the tits. As in the best tits.
Like pregnant lady tits.
No, because those are attached to a pregnant lady.
Yes,
pregnant
correct.
Lady tits attached to a
non-model. Non-prego.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you have against prego?
I'm pretty sure we're all going to hell.
I feel like having sex with a pregnant woman is just weird. And I feel like some point in my life I'm going to have to get over this, but...
Like, you better not have
I'm
sex
pretty
with
sure...
There's a child in there.
All right, I'm making a prediction.
My penis
I'm pretty
is very
sure
close
you're going
to
have
child.
To get over this within 2 years. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 2 years is actually the plan for me.
I thought all your dogs have to die before you have kids.
No.
That was the plan.
Liz gets 30.
She 28? Oh shit, I guess I'm 27.
God, I hate all you young fucks. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, I that was more just a reflection of, holy God, I'm actually 27.
Meanwhile, Will's still like 13. Liz might be a pedophile.
I turned 27 in a month.
He's only 6 months
Almost
younger than
to the
me.
Day.
He's 6 months younger than me.
To be fair, he tomorrow look like and he's one at month. Least 43.
Yeah.
Who's at least 43?
Will. Which makes Pryor like 77.
Yeah, Pryor is like 77.
Pryor is 96.
96?
Yeah. I saw him in a tie.
How is his arthritis not just rendered him just immobile yet?
His girlfriend's sure 14, though.
I'm surprised he's not incontinent.
Oh, Lord. Poor Mike.
What do you mean, poor Mike?
What? His girlfriend's attractive. He's doing well. Good on you, Mike. Right. Fucking good on you, mate.
I don't know what that means. It's obviously Australian for good job.
Yeah.
I didn't even say get a dog up yet.
Not yet.
That would have been much worse.
What does that even mean?
It means fuck off.
It doesn't really matter what it means. You just take it to mean however you want. You can use it in any situation.
I think Colin explained it to us once that it means, like, go get fucked by a dog.
Go get fucked by a dog. Yeah, it means,
like, fuck off, basically.
Okay.
In theory, it does. In practice, you can use it for whatever you want. It's very versatile.
Kind of like in America, would fuck off. Like,
yeah.
Fuck off, or fuck off.
We use that too.
But I feel like for you, it's fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you say behemoth?
Behemoth.
Not unlike JVP, who's behemoth.
No, it's behemoth.
Behemoth, mate.
Behemoth.
I told Abby that story today.
Would you like to go to jail, Governor?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Most stories you tell end with people being bored.
No, that's Dursun.
I mean, it's also Dursun.
Although Dursun doesn't usually finish his stories because people wander off by the time he finishes.
I still love, this is probably another bad story, but there was one time where Dursun was telling, I'm not even telling this. It's a hilarious story.
I feel like I want to make a drinking comeback to see if I can destroy the Irish.
Oh god, you might die.
From what I've heard, the Irish can drink pretty much anyone under a table.
I mean, except Leaf, told the story.
Apparently.
Yeah, that dude is very drunk.
I don't know, I was pretty good in my day.
Yeah, I like the story about how Danny shows up and, like, is going to for a drink with the Irish, and he's just blitzed within an hour.
Here's the thing, if it's just a scene and then he drinks...
Danny's a skinny dude, man.
Danny's did some shit.
Here's the thing, I feel if it's who can drink
did,
some...
Did he touch anyone's penis?
No, but he did run into the German's room
and jump into one of their beds.
Did you see Danny's Halloween costume?
Yes, I did.
He's a kind of hot woman, I'm not going to lie.
You know, I've always
thought, dude.
That makes it better. In Motherland.
In Mother Australia.
In Motherland.
With a beard woman.
I've always said that I think of all the War Machine players I know that Billy would make the most attractive woman.
No, we or decided Craig. It was Craig.
Or Craig.
It's between Billy I haven't Craig actually sure. seen Billy yet, so I can't judge. Because he's a pussy and Billy? Won't come into Asgard.
Also, why is he...
Because he's afraid of getting his shit kicked in.
Why isn't he going to the Texans games with you? Billy's like one of the biggest Texans fans I know.
He really is.
Because he hasn't fucking come near us.
No, he's probably stopped liking them now that they're bad.
No, Billy actually likes the Texans.
Yeah, but fuck that. He doesn't understand. I'm a good luck charm and they're going to be shit hot tomorrow.
They're playing Indiana.
And now Chili's happy because I said
shit hot. He said shit hot. You understand how much I fanboy over, like, the weirdest and smallest, like, ridiculous things.
So. I'm pretty sure I've got you beat because I actually travel across oceans.
That is true. I will say that last
just
night...
Just come hang out with us.
Last night, Chunky and I were listening to Nigel's review of Riddick.
Oh, Riddick.
God,
Lizzie would listen to that with you guys.
Yeah, Liz was kind of drunk,
Lizzie loved it.
Liz was drinking that wine and loving it, though. But anyways, if I could find that Nigel's review of Legion, I would just share that with the world.
I feel like if you could find that review of Legion, you would, like, you know, add it to your playlist of things you listen to every night before you go to sleep right after your Taylor Swift concert.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I would fap over it.
Dude.
That is probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Right up there with, like, actual stand-up. Like, probably on the level of Patton Oswalt.
What
the fuck is Patton Oswalt?
Patton Oswalt is a comedian who's hilarious.
You should definitely check out Patton Oswalt if you've never heard of him.
You should look up Patton Oswalt.
You should all check out
sequel.
Tommy Dean.
Tommy Dean.
He's a friend of mine. He's a gamer. He's a top bloke. Very funny.
We're talking about, like, a famous American comedian.
He's actually an American comedian. He just lives in Australia.
Tommy Dean?
Yeah.
And he plays War Machine?
No, he plays Blood Bowl.
God, fuck that game.
Fuck that game.
Fuck you guys, I love Blood Bowl.
So my entire problem with Blood Bowl stems from it takes like 3.5 hours to play.
It's like,
fuck that. I can knock out a game of that shit in 45 minutes.
And no one else can.
You're just faster.
No one else wants to, though.
Me and my mate Beefy.
Just because you hit yours first doesn't mean the game's over.
Look.
It's
a bad sign when the computer version of it also takes 3 hours. Like,
I'm gonna be honest, the computer version of it is
fucking terrible. Jesus Christ.
It's the exact same.
The only reason you play the computer version of it is to make ridiculously overpowered teams that are just bullshit.
Yeah,
and feel like you're fucking sweet.
It is exactly the same as the board game.
It is, but the AI is so fucking god-awful abysmal that the easy mode is actually more difficult than the hard mode, because the easy mode is actually willing to take chances, whereas hard mode is so bad, it just clusters up in its own backfield and never advances the ball. It's fucking hilarious.
It's also the game where, like, you can get all these perks, like, get, like, your giant rat thing mutates and grows 17 more arms, and then it's like, gets to throw, like, 18 more dice at you, and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Like a lot of dice.
It's insane. Blood Bowl is a shitty game. Like,
it's
I hate
fucking
it.
Sweet. God, I hate Blood that Bowl. Game. I'm with Andy. I'm with Major Tusk. I will fucking play Andy at Blood Bowl at War Machine Weekend. I'll beat his ass.
I feel like Blood Bowl is fine as long as you're not trying to play competitively.
No, it's not. You
I
try
did
and play
it competitively. It is sweet. It fucking works. Actually, look, I'm going to be honest. Every fucking game works competitively. No matter what it is, all the good players rise to the top. Even fucking fantasy and shit like that. It's always the same players being at the top.
That doesn't mean that it's a good game, necessarily.
Blood Bowl is a sweet game.
I don't disagree with that. I've never actually played that. It's a computer game.
Fucking sucks.
I actually think Blood Bowl may be the most similar game to War Machine of all of the games I've ever played. Because the reroll mechanic is somewhat similar to the boosting mechanic, and then it gives you some control over your dice.
I honest to God can't think which I hate more, Blood Bowl or Munchkin. I'm gonna say
Munchkin, hands down. Munchkin is fucking abysmal.
So
Jesus Christ. You can tell a game's good, the only way it ever ends is everyone gets fucking tired of playing it. And just tries to make someone win.
So I went to Austin a few weeks ago and played a game called Talisman that I initially thought was sweet.
Yeah.
I realized it was fucking
Munchkin. Really just made me spew up my rum.
God awful.
Talisman is fucking abysmal.
God. You know they Fantasy Flight remade that game with a 40k setting?
What?
Like the exact same game but has like the 40k Primarchs as the characters.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. See, at least the fluff in that is
Jesus
good.
We have it at the store because we can't sell it because everybody knows it's shit.
Oh, wow.
But at first glance, you're like, yeah, this game is fun.
I'm tempted to buy that to give it to someone I hate.
It's called, like, Crusade or something. I don't know.
Talisman
actually,
is
actually, I haven't got room in my bag.
Talisman is like Munchkin the board game, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you just get a pile of
no,
shit.
Talisman is like, fuck you, the board game.
It's the game is so boring, and I've tried playing it, like, three times. God knows why I tried playing it past the first. But it is
a pie now.
So the biggest problem with Talisman, and it's the same problem with Munchkin, is that when people are playing it, they never actually take their turn quickly and keep the game moving. They're like, "Herp, derp, derp, derp,
oh,
I'm fighting
fuck.
A retarded monster of retardedness."
There is nothing worse than the fucking super strategic player of every board game, even when it's a fucking lol board game. You know what I really hate? When you play Bang with one of those people.
Oh, fuck that.
Because Bang is the most casual
You cannot take more
game.
Than 4 seconds on your turn in
no,
Bang,
no,
or fuck
it's like
you.
Bang, bang. If you're general store, you can, just because it
sure,
takes
sure.
a little while. But fuck, Jesus Christ. What?
I've never played Bang.
It's the same thing with,
Bang
like,
is sweet. I love Bang.
I can, there's a new game that got completely stolen off Bang called...
Ow?
No. It's like King of the Three Kingdoms or something. And
not,
it's like, it's
not as good.
It is the exact same game as Bang, completely 100% stolen by a Chinese company,
Nick,
and it has foils.
So Nick, you may have to edit this, but this is the reason why you play Bang. I shot the sheriff!
That is nowhere near edit-worthy. You didn't engage in any overt racism or directly call out any buddy who listens or plays this game by name for the horrible things they do.
Which, by the way, is why we cannot...
I shot the sheriff
why we
with the black cock of skill. Actually, I'm 1-0 against Jeremy Lee. I'm 1-0 against Will. I'm 1-0 against Jake. Yeah. And I'm 1-0 against Chad. Fuck Chuck.
Just not lose.
He's overpowered.
Nerf Chuck. Not Morvana. That will be our slogan, Chuck.
Well,
that's right.
One of my favorite things about watching Chad play is when he's playing Mike.
Actually, no, I'm not 1-0 against Chad because he beat me with trolls in the game that was destined for Dice Down because it was Xerxes versus Pork.
See, I love
Jesus
Mike
fucking
play
Christ.
Chad,
it's like Wales fucking.
Mike will have the game won and then just dirtle and fuck it up somehow every single time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Seriously, if I play Mike, you might have dirtle apocalypse. We'll have dueling dirtles.
Yeah. I was supposed
like,
to have that
Game of Thrones.
I was supposed to have that punt off with like Hacksaw to see who could do the dumbest thing to lose in the game. God, I cannot believe I fucking trampled against Watt. Fuck that. Fuck that game.
I have fucking... I have dirtled Conquest into a failed charge twice this week alone.
Is that better or worse than dirtling him behind a house into
No, it was Yulon's that get held up by two Striders, and it was the Conquest that ran through the woods that the mechanics couldn't keep up with or ever catch up with again. Oh, Julio.
As soon as you pop Vlad's feet, the mechanics are left behind.
My favorite Julio tactical decision ever was when he had his Ulans jammed by Striders, and he's like, I don't want to... He just declined all his attacks on his Ulans because he's like, I don't want to kill the Striders because then Incubi will pop out.
And so 11 points of his army was held up by two Striders for like 3 turns of the game.
Let's be real, though. One thing, Ulans are engaged. They're so fucked.
Yeah. But... Yeah,
that's not really relevant.
That was the reason.
Let's face it. He does have the most relevant tactica of anything in this podcast.
Right, Will,
hang on.
You're no longer participating
because I'm talking to Simon Berman
about what? You shouldn't tell me because I will tell.
Actually,
the
correct. Chili, what are you doing at War Machine Weekend?
I'm going to be judging the Last Chance Qualifier and the Invitational, and then we'll be getting some sweet casual games. And if I fucking build my Scorn army by then. Fuck building armies.
I fucking told you to give me some Scorn while we're doing this podcast, and I would have it half built for you by now.
I'll be judging Who's the Boss on Saturday, so you can use my Scorn on Saturday.
Ah, I'm so conflicted. I want to play Who's the Boss, but I want to play Iron Gauntlet. Because if I can earn points in Iron Gauntlet in America, there's literally only one in Australia.
So if it gets like any points in Australia, you win.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay, and then you get to go play in the Iron Gauntlet final team.
Well, I'll have to probably try and, then I'll probably have to try and get a fundraiser going. I'm just fucking ignoring that. I'll have to try and get a fundraiser going and the internet will hate me like Jamie
podcast,
P.
Earlier on in the podcast, you said you had an insult back and you never delivered it.
I already did.
No, you didn't.
You must have missed it. Yeah, dumb
he did.
Fuck.
He
Jesus Christ.
You missed it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't even remember what it was now.
I'll listen to it and edit it out so I don't sound dumb here.
Good job, everyone.
Actually, I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
What does Simon Berman have
you
to say?
You having
Will?
To listen to 3 hours of this shit?
Oh,
I'm willing to do that.
We should probably go get pie.
I'm pretty sure Simon Berman's messaging Will to tell Mike to shut the fuck up.
What? No, Simon did not say that. I don't think Simon knows that we're currently recording a podcast.
But I feel like Simon would say that if he thought that you could actually get him to do it.
No.
This is true.
No, Simon's a really nice guy. He would never say something.
No one tell me ever anything if you want it to be a secret.
That's certainly true.
I'm pretty sure.
More stories about
I have a theory that we could insert the workout dildo in Mike's mouth and he would still be able to utter trade secrets.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I feel like this has been enough podcasting for us.
Alright, let's go do things now.
Alright, this is Road to War, episode 41.
Simon. This is not a real episode.
We're still numbering it because we have to keep up with, I don't know, somebody.
With everyone
you should just skip ahead 50 episodes. Fuck
yeah, like,
why not?
So apparently Folks in Fury has just started doing whatever number Mom is on.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
That's kind of awesome.
Good for them. At War Machine Weekend, I'm excited for Clusterfuckapalooza.
I'm excited for that as well. Will is not going to participate in Clusterfuckapalooza.
I'm not.
That's because Will's a fucking asshole. He hates fun. And babies.
I love fun.
I'm pretty sure I'll have assassinated him by then because he's a filthy chick.
I feel like if we get Will drunk, he will participate.
No, he won't. He'll just start bitching.
Bitching is podcast.
Actually, I'm going to shut this out, but alright. This is Road to War, episode 41, signing off.
Good night.
Bye-bye. I'm drunk.